If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
BJ and Jamie.
Well, howdy. Welcome to the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC studios, Denver, Colorado. Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app. You can get us for free. Yep, anywhere you go. You take us with you. And you'll also get the podcast here after 10 o'clock this morning. Welcome. It is a Wednesday. The summer is almost over. Today is the last day of July. Good morning, Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
How are you going to celebrate your last day of July?
Man, that's a great, I don't know. Go get some ice cream?
You got to make it very memorable, whatever you do. Ice cream, water world, I don't know.
I'll tell you this much, I'm not going to be waiting for rain because it never happened.
Yeah, I think rain's in the forecast today, too.
Yeah, right.
I think south of here, they really got pounded, though. I think they got a lot of rain down there. I don't know. I have no idea. I just saw it on the radar yesterday. Good morning, Spadell. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, I'm sad.
Oh, sad.
Last day of July, buddy.
Oh, yeah. Last day.
You know, summer's gone.
Yeah.
Fall's going to roll in here. Football tonight, by the way.
Yeah. Got to be excited about that.
Hall of Fame game. It just shows you summer's gone. It's gone. In the wind. Before you know it, leaves are changing. Making that little trek up to, I just go to Morrison to see the, leaves.
Yeah.
I don't go that far,
right.
Actually. Yeah, I just wait till the leaves come to me, you know?
Right here in DTC.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you don't have to travel. It'll come to you eventually, right? All right, today is July 31st. I'm very excited because we have more of those BJ and Jamie tote bags to give away. And tomorrow we're doing a big super blowout in a parking lot somewhere. Within a 20-mile radius of our radio station,
this
according
is gonna
to the
be
rules.
Crazy.
It's going to be wacky. Carson's going. Spadil's going. We're taking the vehicle out there. 100 bags, maybe a little bit more. Don't know. But we're going to be out in a parking lot tomorrow. Here's the game plan. 7:15-ish or so tomorrow morning. We'll announce the exact location. Don't want to cause any problems. Don't need anybody speeding to get there. Anything like that. No trouble, right?
Right.
We just want to make sure we're on the up and up. You guys will already be there. You start handing out the bags at 7:40. When they're gone, they're gone. It's that simple.
All right.
2 bags per person. And that's all coming up tomorrow morning.
It's going to be
really
a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Shot a video for it this morning. Did you know that one of these tote bags, the BJ and Jamie tote bag, did you know there's one on eBay for $500,000?
$500,000?
Wow. $500,000. You know how I know that?
How?
I'm the one that posted.
Yeah, exactly. Start your bidding right now.
I don't think I have a bid yet. It's new. It's new, folks.
Yeah, give it settle a couple
down.
Hours.
Settle down. $500,000 it's up there.
Woo!
I hope it makes the news. Maybe they'll pick up on it. You know, I mean, it was goofy. What was it that Jamie bought that she reneged on?
It was a lunchbox.
It was a lunchbox, yeah.
Twinkies lunchbox. Remember she bid $5,000 on that thing? It beat CNN. And then she ran
bailed.
From it. Oh, yeah. She ghosted him. That guy was pissed. Bad was he upset.
She's probably banned from eBay.
I'll bet she is.
Yeah.
I'll bet she doesn't have an account.
I'm sure.
And they waxed her. That's the
not
way
to do
it.
Not even allowed
though.
To remake one. Yeah.
So I'm fine with it, though. If you want to lose your eBay account, go ahead and just go on there and say that you're going to pay me $100,000 for a bag.
Or even $1,000,000. And then why not?
Yeah. And then ghost me. I'm fine with it. It might make the news, though. That way.
Yeah, you know that's really all we want is just make the news.
Yeah
we don't
just,
care if you buy the bag.
Oh, no. If you hate eBay and you want to get off eBay, want to get banned, just go ahead and do that to me.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
We don't play by the rules here, right? Whatever happens, happens. Hey! Hey! Look at here! Oh,
one, and two, and three, and four.
What's going on, Jamie?
I joined the Basement Hottie Club.
Oh, no kidding.
Basement Hottie Club.
Yeah, sure did. Sure
when
did
that start?
Yeah, today. Today's our first day.
Oh.
Today's our first day.
Why I didn't get a text?
Well, sorry about that.
Yeah. Not the Hottie Club?
Basement
where's
hottie.
My text?
I get the invite.
The Basement Hottie Club.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm wearing, look, I'm wearing. Oh.
Got the leggings on.
I got the leggings on.
Let's go.
I'm ready to go.
Oh, man.
It looks like you're throwing a yoga on the rocks.
I am. I'm going yoga in the basement.
Basement Hottie Club.
Yeah.
What exactly happens at the Hottie Club?
I don't know. I've never been.
Are there drinks?
No, there's no drinks. It's a
no
gym.
No drinks?
It's a gym.
Oh. It's at the gym?
Yeah, the gym is in the basement.
Oh, the gym's in the basement.
Yeah. So we're starting. Today's our day.
Day one.
Make sure we video all this.
Yeah. Okay.
It's going to go viral.
Yeah, well.
Old Hot Club.
Yeah, so today's the first day.
Oh, man. All right, so today's the first day. How often is the Hot Club meeting?
Maybe once a month? I don't have
once a lot year? Of
No, because we're working out, man. It's like twice a week. Probably.
Oh, okay.
Or three times. Well, I don't know. Maybe every day. I don't have all the rules.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We'll just see.
I signed up in the parking lot. That's how official this is.
Right. Who's a part of the Hottie Club?
Well, there's one.
Just you?
No.
Oh, there's two. So, then you and somebody else?
Yeah, one of the sales girls. And there were three, but the other one dropped off.
Oh.
You guys haven't even started. You had someone drop off?
Well, I guess those two worked out, Tosh.
Okay.
And her, the sales girl. And then Tosh got too busy. And so she dropped off. Oh. So she said, actually, I said, oh, I'll join. Yeah, that'll be fun. And she goes, well, actually, now it's only just one. So
you and her.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. But you know what she's
it
doing?
It might grow.
You know what she's doing?
What?
She's taking keto training to teach others how to eat keto. And she told me that I was eating keto dirty. When I did keto, she said, "Oh, that's keto dirty. That's because I was eating all the dirty meats,
yeah,
like sausage."
Yeah,
yeah.
Keto dirty.
That's keto dirty.
Yeah. I don't want to be a part of keto dirty.
No, nobody wants to be keto dirty.
Hashtag keto dirty. Don't want that.
No. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. So anyway.
All right. Well. Okay. All right. We'll keep up to date on this. And we'll follow it as it occurs. Right.
I'm just happy I had an outfit. Now I can buy that ALO, that really cool stuff, right?
Yeah.
Now I can buy it and actually have like meaning to it.
Because
right now it's just adorable.
Yeah. Now, the first meeting with you is today?
At 10.
At 10 o'clock?
10, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's in the basement.
We're going
here,
to the basement.
In the basement here.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, man, I already feel stronger.
Do a live stream or something.
I already feel.
That's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
Yeah.
Because I don't do this.
Yeah. What if something comes up between now and 10?
I was thinking that.
We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Did I say Wednesday? It's Thursday. The week is flying by.
Thursday.
I don't even know anymore. You know?
There was a big old tornado last night.
Was there?
Yeah.
Where was the tornado?
South of Colorado Springs.
Man, I got to tell you. I looked at the sky yesterday. It was dark down there.
Yeah, but you know what? My friend Christy, because I put out there, I go, hey, look, you guys, the National Weather Service, blah, 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 has issued this severe thunderstorm warning. And Christy goes, I call BS based on yesterday, which was Tuesday or whatever. And I was like, no, I think it's going to happen. It's black outside. It's going to be crazy. Nothing happened.
No,
nothing,
I don't think the metro got any rain.
Yeah. I think
it was all just to the south of
all
us.
All lies.
Yeah, well, there's more rain forecasted for today, but who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? Then it warms up for the weekend. Do you see where Shannon Sharp has been officially let go from ESPN?
Oh, yeah.
Our old buddy Shannon Sharp right here.
Wow.
Denver Bronco. He's gone. ESPN announced it yesterday. He's no longer coming back. It was a $100 million contract he lost.
Jeez.
Then I read on into the story.
Shouldn't have been creepy.
He
would have been creepy. It would have been fine.
Creepy. Yeah. That creepy will cost you.
Creepy does cost you.
Do you know he paid? And Spadil, this is going to make you feel good because you've not spent anywhere near this money on OnlyFans.
No, okay? I haven't.
She's an OnlyFans model
uh-huh.
that he settled with. $23 million.
Ooh, oh, man. He paid her $23 million. Oh, he settled. I thought you meant he went on OnlyFans.
No. She's the girl in the videos.
That would be an addiction.
Yeah. You got a problem.
It would be a problem.
Right?
No, he settled out of court. She sued for $50 million, remember?
Yeah.
He paid her $23
million.
Wow. All right.
Man, this guy's lost $23 million to her. He lost a contract for $100 million. I mean, it just keeps going and going. And what a black eye for him and his family. Because his brother is going into the Hall of Fame this weekend.
He is a black guy.
Yeah, I said a black eye.
Oh.
He's a black eye for the family, Jamie. But how embarrassing. They're the only brothers to ever make the Hall of Fame.
I know.
And then all this happens 2 days. I mean, 2 days before the induction.
That sucks. It's
almost like he can't show up.
Well, I mean, you got to show up. It's your brother, and it's a whole thing. But the timing, ESPN, you know what? They're jerks. They could have waited.
No, well, he even tried to talk to him. He said in an interview, I tried to talk to him and tell him to hold it until after this whole thing was done.
That's
and
really,
they didn't do it.
That to me is intentional. It's a jerk move, right? Yeah. Like you want attention right before this happens.
It certainly seems that way.
I don't like that they did that to him.
Here's Shannon.
I'm sure everybody's heard the news by now that I will not be returning to ESPN.
Yep, we heard.
I found out this information a little earlier in the week. And really the only thing that I really ask is like, guys, could we wait until Monday? My brother's going into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I really want it to be about him and I want it to be about my family. This coming out will overshadow everything that he's worked his entire life for. And unfortunately, you know, it didn't happen that way. And so as I told him, as I profusely apologized to him earlier today, he said, bro, stop apologizing. You don't have to apologize. I'm your big bro. I'm going to love you regardless. We all make mistakes. And he says, bro, I love you. So I'm done with this. You're done with it too.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
His brother is Sterling Sharp.
So here's the thing the only thing that I find a little fishy about the whole situation. They dated on and off for a long time, right?
Yeah.
They dated on and it feels weird and I'm saying I'm sure he's a horrible person, but it feels weird that then he dropped his phone and you know we could hear him having relations on an accident, right?
Yeah.
And that wasn't that girl.
No, it wasn't.
It was that's all I'm saying.
Whole different ball game there. Yeah. I don't know the full story. I just know that she sued. He wanted her to shut up. So he paid her $20 million, $23 million. He loses his job. His brother's going into the Hall of Fame. Now you got this
contract.
Just a bad, bad week.
Well, yeah. And his brother at least said all the right things, but come on.
I got an idea.
Okay.
Hey, Shvedel.
Yeah.
Can you reach out to Shannon Sharp?
Okay.
Can you see if he wants a tote bag?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's going to make me all feel better.
Tell him we'll autograph it this time. Okay? Just reach out to him and just say, I know you lost a lot. But we'll slide you one, man. We'll slide you one. We'll slide you one just to make everybody feel. And we'll throw one in for your brother, too, going into the Hall of Fame.
We'll
do it for all
that
of
is
them.
Really nice.
Well, I feel bad for him. We'll be right back.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Well, I have good news.
Oh, good news. Okay.
Good news.
I love good news.
Because Justin Timberlake has sucked so bad, he's getting the boys back together.
Yeah.
Yep. It took him his failures and his lackluster performance to realize... Uh-oh, I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
I'm in trouble. You know the NSYNC guys are like, thank God you sucked.
Yeah.
They were praying for this.
Yes, they were.
You know, this is a good move, though. He needs this. He's got to have the boys back. You know, you got to get, Howie and Larry and Billy or whatever. You got to get the guys back together. And here's what he needs to do. He needs to book about a month down at the Sphere in Vegas.
Yep, exactly.
That way you don't look so Vegas when you do the Sphere.
He'll do a residency. They'll for sure do it like a residency, I think, right?
No, I don't want that, though. I don't want to be over at the Tropicana. No.
But the Sphere does residencies now.
I want the Sphere, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, if the Backstreet Boys are doing it, they're, of course, NSYNC's going to do it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
you got to ride that wave right now.
So it says lackluster performances. He knows that it looks bad. How it's gone viral. It's still viral, you guys. It's still viral, and people are still putting down microphones and walking around. And a guy, he made like, he was making eggs while the song was playing. It's crazy. That's gone viral, and what is that one? It's making me crazy. How's it go? It goes, and no, well, no, JetBlue experience.
Nothing beats a JetBlue holiday for just £50.
What is that about? Dude, where did that come from?
It's all over the place.
I know.
That's all it is. I'm so sick of it.
I am too. And it's like, it's not funny to me.
Yeah.
You know? It shows, basically, to explain it to all of you that haven't seen it, it's like if some vacation is going bad, they dub over it a British commercial. And it says, do that thing?
Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. For just £50, you can do this too, or something like
that. Yeah, and so, I don't know, it's all over the place. It's just driving crazy. I'm like, stop it! Stop it. Anyway, so Justin Timberlake, it says he's in need of saving grace, having gone viral for all the wrong reasons since hitting the road in April of 2024. They say he's going to go home, spend some time with his family, knock out a movie probably, and then he's going to get the band back together. That sounds like some time.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. It does. Here's what I'd do if I were the guys, though, okay? These are the other guys who were NSYNC. Again, I don't know their names, but they need to call each other, and they need to say, hey.
Well, yeah, you do know the one, the fat tone.
Oh, I forgot Joey was part of that. Yeah, Joey, fat one?
Yeah.
Okay, Joey, fat one. So, Joey, here's what you do. If you're listening to the podcast right now, Joey, call all the other guys except for JT, and you say, ghost him. Don't answer the phone.
Oh,
don't answer the phone.
That's a good one.
That way he'll panic like, oh, God, I need them. I need them so bad. I got to help them. And make him panic for like 30 days.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Lay low.
And you know the other one, because I had that story where we were at the opening of the Palms and I was hitting on him.
Oh, Lance.
Yeah, I wasn't done with my story.
Oh, sorry.
Can't she tell a story?
My God.
I was just sitting here like I heard it for the first time.
Anyway, I was hitting on Lance, and I was like, hey, and I even like hiked up my boobs and stuff, and I looked good back then. And I was like, hey, and I did the giggle, I did the bend and snap, I did all the things.
Yep.
And come to find out, he likes wieners.
Yeah. I took a friend of mine, Dick. I took him to meet Lance at some, I forgot what the event was, but we had it here in town. And he autographed to him that he loved Dick. He did. He does. He's a friend of mine. Dick is. But he loves, and it's just unbelievable that he was so nice to us. Great guy.
You just threw me off.
No, it's a friend of mine.
Yeah.
Great guy.
Yeah.
Great guy. Okay. He loves that Lance Bass, though.
Yeah, all right.
He does. And look, Lance loves him. He wrote it to him. He wrote him. He said, I love you, Dick.
Quite the walk for that joke.
Yeah. Was a joke. It really happened.
I believe you. You've never told us that in your life, but okay.
Well, there's been guidelines around here before this.
Anyway, so that is a crazy story. Let's hear. What else was I going to tell you? American Eagle did a polling. Speaking of I love, they did a polling, and it says that the majority of Sydney Sweeney people love the ad.
That's what I love it.
Listen, I don't get why it became a racial thing. I honestly don't. Would I love to have blonde hair and blue eyes? Of course I would.
I think we're all proud of our genes, aren't we?
Yeah.
I'm proud of my jeans.
Me too.
I mean, I shouldn't be, but I am. It's all I got.
Well, yeah, because I think everybody is. Yeah.
Spadella, are you proud of your jeans?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
See? Everybody.
What are your jeans?
Irish and Scottish.
Huh?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Did you hear that BJ thought he was a Native American?
I was misled on my jeans. But I'm wised up now.
Yeah, so anyway, and then this is fun. I like this idea. I actually have a friend. He's a guy. And I love what he does for himself. He's about 40. And he takes classes at like Arapahoe Community College in like different places. He's taking a welding class at his age. He has a great job. He doesn't need to learn more, but he does that on purpose. Like he's in a welding class right now, like two nights a week.
I think that's cool.
I do too. Yeah. I think it's really cool.
I'd like
cool.
to learn how to weld.
Yeah. I think it's awesome that he does that for himself. Because a lot of people, you know, when you hit 40, you're like, well, I'm settled. I'm done. Whatever. I don't need to learn anymore.
Everybody, I think, has that, I don't know if it's only a trade, but it's a hobby that you wish you had tried at least. You know, tried to get a little, you know, proficient at it. And I think we all have that, you know?
I'm still really proud of Carson that he tiled his own house.
Yeah,
that was a stretch for me, trust me, because I'm not
really
handy
good.
At all.
I thought that was impressive, though. I was like, good job.
Well, thank you.
And BJ working on his car.
Yeah, I worked up. I did.
No.
I didn't really work on
it.
I just paid
it somewhere.
No. I worked on the sprayer on the sink.
Oh, yeah. Did we have that done yet?
No. I'm waiting on parts.
Oh, a part. Oh.
Yeah.
What kind of part would you maybe need?
Well, I'm not really sure, Jamie.
A washer?
I'm a little knee deep in it, but I've got to do something today. I either got to, you know, poop or get off the pot. Okay? Because I got company coming in, and I got all my chemicals in the kitchen floor. Comet. Spray chemicals. It's not good for the dogs. And
yeah,
stuff,
yeah.
So or the kid.
I got to move today. I got to get something going. Something to spray her.
All right. Well, did you go on YouTube?
Well, yeah, I did.
And?
Well, I even screwed that up. I can't find the right part. I can't find the part. It doesn't matter. The point is, I tried. I'm giving it an effort, okay? We're not there yet.
I feel like you could just buy an entire sprayer assembly and just kind of like plug and play.
What do you know about sprayers? You talk like an amateur, pal.
Hey, speaking of amateur night, do we have any audio?
For what?
I said, speaking of being an amateur, did our producer get us any audio?
I got Liam Neeson and Pam Anderson talking about how they got together on the Today Show.
Okay, here it is. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Here it is.
Are you two an item?
Craig.
What?
Craig.
I don't understand
Liam.
The question.
Pam, Craig. Don't lie on
Look, we met, I had never met Pamela before.
I heard.
We met on set.
Mm-hmm.
And we discovered we had a lovely budding chemistry.
Yeah.
A connection.
As two actors. And I was like, oh, this is nice. Let's not mold this. Let's just let it breathe. And that's what we did.
He's kind of creepy.
So what's the answer?
They're together.
They're an item?
Uh-huh.
They're letting it breathe.
Yeah.
Whatever that is.
Yeah, I do that at home. I've been letting it breathe for a while.
A lot of women sleep naked to let their vaginas breathe. Just so you know. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm done. There you go, tablet trash.
I'm kind of glad you're done. Tote bags. You know I'm big on this.
Oh, yeah.
You know I'm big on this. We have two to give away here in just a few minutes. We'll do that for you. Plus, the big deal coming down in a parking lot near you tomorrow. Over 100 bags, man. It's going to be a bag blowout tomorrow. I'm pretty excited.
I see that. Did we ever decide if Schmidl can drive the van?
He can't. I found out yesterday. You're out.
You
get to go. You get to go, but Carson's going to
drive. I got to be your chauffeur. Yeah,
really? They really won't let him drive it?
Oh, they were serious, too.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you're, dude.
Holy hell.
Yeah, you're still on the radar.
No, is that a true story?
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I said, but guys, just think of the publicity this thing gets. They said, no way in hell.
Wow.
I go, whoa. Do you have insurance now?
Yeah.
He hasn't sure.
You said that last time.
Yeah, I don't know.
You said that before. You didn't have
last time.
It.
No. No,
it turned out to be your.
I canceled my insurance.
It turned out to be your dad. Spadil, well, it's a big fat no. Let me tell you, I talked to the bosses yesterday, and they said hell no. Wow. They didn't even say no. They said hell no. Oh.
That's fine.
Okay, so you're out.
All right.
Carson will drive. You'll go over 100 bags to be given away. Details coming up.
BJ and Jamie weekday mornings on Alice.